Thank you. And as was pointed out, MEPO is an anti-IL-5, and IL-5 is a key player in the life of eosinophils. I like this slide, which came from this study that was approved for the indication for chronic sinusitis with nasal polyps. This one is a little different. So we're looking here at nasal polyp scores. And on the red towards the top are the results for MEPO. And those for going down in the gray are for the placebo. So again, there was either they were on a background of intranasal steroids, then they were randomized to either anti-IL-5 or they were going ahead and given placebo. So what you see here, and in a quick glance, you can see that many more people had a shrinkage of their polyps on the left side and on their congestion score on the right side on those groups that were on the active medication. But I'd like to point out a couple of things that I think are very important as clinicians from that. So if you look to the very far left, you see that those are people worsening. So 20-something percent of the people with on MEPO got worse during the trial, and 30% or 27% had no change. So their polyp scores didn't change in about half of the people from that. The other thing is that you can see that these polyp scores do have their problem, but you can see that there were some people that had a dramatic response to the placebo. And I think these are all kinds of things that we need to sort of keep in mind as clinicians from that.